I would like to request Mahaprabhu Prabhu to kindly share his memories. For last over 3 decades, we have program at Khar, and Gokul Rani Mataji was regularly coming there. I also had the opportunity of serving for 5 years there. And
Hare Krishna. So on that day I read the newspaper. So after reading newspaper, means Giri Govardhan told me that something has happened. So I said, let me talk to Radha Krishna Prabhu. So immediately I phoned him. Prabhuji, can you tell me something, what has happened? So he said, don't ask me anything. Just go to their house, because it's hardly 1 minute from my place. So I've gone there. The Prabhuji was crying, shouting very badly. A lot of relations were there. And all of a sudden, his sister from Bangalore, she informed, there are 2 babies. They are alive. So immediately, yes, one Taruni is there. So, you know, but after he was now seeing the list, again watching television, seeing which one is, her name is, whether she is alive. But few minutes again, the same sister from Bangalore says, no, Tarunu is no more. I got the opportunity. You know, Krishna has planned for everything. Just like in Jhu temple, when there was big, you know, so-called murder case, and it was published in 200 newspapers, and throughout the world people were knowing. This Taruni, in her younger age, she got such a wonderful publicity. And Hare Krishna name, Radha Gopinath temple, photograph, Times of India, 3 days, full page, because of her. Otherwise, you know, plane crashes, so many things are happening throughout the world, you know, news will come. But she has that because she worked with Amitabh Bachchan in PA, so, you know, they are, next day when the body came, at that time, you see, Krishna made me in charge, means so that I can do kirtan at that time. Thousands of people, so many television channels, there, you know, they have come there because of Taruni. So, and you know, I was, see, the way people were coming there, they were coming to Khar center. Radha Krishna Prabhu told me, you should take her, because, you know, usually she was coming to Radha Gopinath Mandir, but that was not possible usually to have even darshan from outside. So, and without, just he told me, and I said, without discussing with anybody, I was sitting in front of the van in which body was, they were carrying. So I said, just follow what I am telling you, where you are to go. Without informing anybody, I just took car, third road car. Next means this was fifth road, and ours is hardly just, so the, and then somehow or other we took the big van up to the gate of Radha Vrindavan Natwar. And we have means there, darshan there, and afterwards we had from there wonderful kirtan we were having. But Mataji actually last three days whenever I come to temple,
And I see her face, I start crying. She's so sweet. I told her once, you are going with this girl, Taruni, one day you will be in trouble. You are beautiful. This Tarni will go inside doing some rehearsal. Because I am visualizing in future what will happen. And this is not the right line. This is all sister concern of film industry. And you show me a single person in film industry who can come out safe. And Shiva said, Mahaprabhu, please have faith in me. I will not do it. Every minute I will give my life, but I will never leave this girl alone. Everybody has some time to get to do certain things in material world. All these people. See, when I came this morning and have darshan, Singhar darshan, and I was just thinking, who will make these dresses in future? Just like Maharadi Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada has given us deity worship, which is never done in the history, the way the deity worship is done by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But Maharadi Maharaj said, nobody has made in the history the dresses which these people have made. These dresses, they are not from this material world. Who will make these dresses in future? I was thinking about them. Actually, to understand devotee, you have to be a devotee. You cannot understand devotee. Because I am brought up in such a dirty atmosphere, I always see the fault in other people. I ask Krishna Prabhu, you see, I have a very bad experience in the deity department in Vrindavan. I have seen in Radha Ras Vihari, people have, you may have faith in people, but the outside people will cheat you. So please see to it, you are spending such big money. And even Murali Mohan Prabhu came to my residence for the purpose of making deity dress. And I was not able to talk to him. Miss Gaurakrishna Prabhu, I met him only when I was talking to him about that how you people are not cheating you. You see, that's the only consciousness. I never understood, because they are so pure and my thinking is so materialistic. Or everything, porcelain pens, you know, connected. So the people should not, but the way when I talk to them, I discuss with them only on this subject, only on the point of monetary consideration, not of their dedication and devotion which they have got in the what they have done. So anybody have in this material world, some people cannot do certain things in even 60 years, 80 years, 100 years. These people have done their quota in this age only. Because, you know, when I was thinking, when that girl, told on the news that, you know, two girls are alive. And Vanila is thinking, if one is alive, mother is dead, what will be the position? Who will take care of this girl? What will happen to her? Again, she will go in film. You know, that type of, and Krishna made arrangement that both of them have gone. Otherwise, they will be miserable. Either of them would have been survived. So though they are very, very respectable, the way I have so much faith in this Mataji. You know, anything, if I tell her, Mataji, some special guests are coming, some devotees are coming, this, that is, And you just, she was telling me, tell me Mahaprabhu, what is to be cooked? What is required to be done? I will do it. You don't worry to, for any purchase, anything, I will do myself. And she was so wonderful and, you know, devoted. Her daughter, she has given such wonderful training. I was telling, you are going in Koila ki Kotri. You are going in the, where the coal house. And in the coal house, you will get some spot somewhere. And she, so please, just see to it that nothing should happen. Krishna will keep you, keep everybody. You have got money, means in the Prabhuji is, though whether business is successful or not successful, but Krishna will take care of you. You are a great devotee. See to it that you don't get involved in this line. But this the line where she has gone, whatever she has done, the way she was book launched, she was the way she was doing services for Maharaj in book launch time, and anything whatever she was doing, so wonderful training this mother has given to the daughter. Means to her daughter is so wonderful. She's so humble, polite, well behaved, no pride of any nature. She never showed that I'm working in such film and all that. She was coming in car center. She was as humble, ready to do any service. And both of them, they are, all of them are very, very worshipable. I'm very sure. When Krishna can give a demon like Putana the same place where, you know, he has given to mother, when Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita that whoever will chant the name of God at the time of death, they will come to me. When people are in difficulty, when Raghunath Prabhu told me when there was earthquake in Bombay, and he said, 14th floor, he was standing, and the building was shaking at that time. He says, I have chanted my best round in my life. Or Kunti Mataji said that this Yudhishthira Prabhu was having some heart problem, and 4 days I was so disturbed. Now everything is fine now. But at that time she said that I chanted my best round. When these people were in the plane, at that time, when the pilot informed them that now we are in difficulty. And you see, these people, because Murali Mohan Prabhu made a statement to the people, you will meet Krishna face to face. But Krishna promises that if you chant my name, you will come to me. And these people, at that time, when the message was given to them that we are in great difficulty, they have chanted the name of Krishna and they met Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mahaprabhuji. I would request Srinathji Prabhu to kindly express his memories, and then in the meantime I would request Devi Priya Mataji and Janava Mataji to come closer to the microphone.
Hare Krishna. On behalf of our family, all the members, I talked to them and we have summarized a small offering to these wonderful 8 divine souls. Murali Mohan Prabhuji, I was told, kept nothing for himself. Dedicated everything for Krishna. He had a small temple and he slept outside the temple, and the Shringar which he did for his deities were truly transcendental, outstanding. Yes, Mahaprabhuji said that he told 25 people totally, of which 7 joined him. He told 25 people that if you want to see Krishna face to face, come with me. Taruni Mataji, the divine little beautiful girl, she sent a text message just before she got into the plane, I'm told, to her best friend in Bombay. What if the plane crashes? What will happen? So the friend, I don't know if she's here, replied, I love you very much. And Taruni also replied in the same way, I love you. That was the last. All these 8 divine souls have joined Krishna because they had joined a pure devotee who led them to Krishna. It seems that when I talk to my daughter-in-laws and my daughter, who are very close to Madhupriya Mataji, that Vrindapriya, who has come here, but I think she is feeling very shy to talk, this is why I am talking on her behalf. Vrindapriya was asked by the temple authorities to preach to Madhupriya Mataji, who was carrying Shiva every day, because our house was very near. And she would go there, and they became very, very close friends, because Vrindapriya would daily preach from the Shastras. And they became extremely close. My other daughter-in-law, that is Namabrit Devidasi, she had conceived my grandson at the same time. And they were born within a few days of each other, Shiva and Rishabh. So they used to exchange notes on the phone about what's happening in their womb, how they are treating what they are eating, how to avoid certain foods or certain things. And in this way they were constantly in touch before, during and after the conceivement and after the delivery of children. My youngest daughter-in-law says that my association with Madhupriya is of just 15 years, but I feel that I have known her for a whole lifetime. I was introduced to her soon after I met my husband's family. That's our family. Whenever I met her during satsangs, she would go out of her way to make me feel comfortable. I think that was her very nature, that she would make everybody else feel very comfortable. It was her friendly nature and warmth that made me instantly fond of her. Everyone, almost like a magnet she was, and she would make everyone feel very fond of coming here. And she would remind my daughter-in-law also that, look, today is Ekadashi. Look, today is so-and-so function. Come at so-and-so time. Of course, Madhupriya was well known for dressing the deities on Thursday. But many of you may or may not know, but Govind Prabhu told me that every Thursday she would leave fresh, new jewelry in a box. That is Govind Prabhu. Yes? Fresh new jewelry for the deities. So this was one of her wonderful ways of giving her devotional service over here. Her devotion to Lord Krishna was truly remarkable. In spite of so spiritual being advanced in the bhakti, she was absolutely non-judgmental towards others. In fact, she only saw goodness in others. Her strong influence on people around her was such that she managed to get friends, relatives and acquaintances of different backgrounds and age groups to Radha Gopinath. I remember one incident, and I will close there, where we were at Vrindavan Yatra. Suddenly I got the news that her daughter, who's sitting here, was bitten by a monkey. And I rushed immediately to them. And of course she was in great agony and pain, blood was oozing out of her hand, and it was as if she was in trauma. And Madhupriya Mataji was also, obviously as a mother, was very much disturbed by everything. So first thing I thought was to hold her hand and see that the blood flow would stop going out. Secondly, I requested that the injections would have to be taken, unfortunately, because of, monkeys or animals have the tendency to have rabies. But then she was in such trauma and crying, why did this monkey bit me? I think you were quite young at that time. And she could not understand, how dare this monkey bite me? So I said, actually, monkeys have a habit of biting only sweet things. She was a young girl, so what to talk? And I said, you are the sweetest. And therefore the monkey thought, here is a nice sweet meat. I don't want to emphasize the word meat, but... And you're too sweet. That is why. Now, don't think in terms of monkey having bitten you. Think of what you might have done to the monkey in your previous life. And therefore, that monkey squared up the account for you. And that too in Vrindavan. So you are blessed, actually. Few days later, I heard that Radhanath Maharaj also talked to you in detail. And you were so happy that you got fixed up in Krishna consciousness. And thereafter, you were constantly in Krishna consciousness. I remember one sentence you told, or rather your mother told me. I don't know whether I should speak in front of so many people, but now, Mataji, I seek your kind indulgence. She said, Meri ladki ko shadi kaun karega? As if, you know, this bite would disfigure you. I am so happy to see this wonderful husband of yours, who is also here now. Because of your beauty mark that was given to you at Vrindavan. My grandson, he has gone to Europe. But he had something wonderful to say about Shiva. He said that it so happens that I was born at about the same time as Shiva Prabhu was born in 1992. I heard from my mother that his mother was not allowed to move. Is that she was not allowed to move. Such was due to the medical advice given to her, and there was no guarantee that she would appear in this world. I next remember meeting Shiva Prabhu as a young child, means both of them were the same age, and meeting them also in our house and the temple. Shiv was just like his mother, a true magnet. All types of young men from every school and college would be attracted to him, not only from his own school and his college. And he said that he was such a friendly and thoughtful person that I remember Shiv in 2011 December when I came from Boston to Bombay, and we had a very, very good time. I totally was shocked. Actually, it's very interesting. My grandson was in Nottinghamshire. It's in UK, Nottingham University, visiting some friends. And on British TV, he heard about this plane crash and came to know about your brother's death. And he phoned us in Bombay, trying to tell us that please check up whether this is true or not. So the British TV came to know first in the whole world, and they communicated to the whole world about this. We were in the office. This was at about, I think, 9:30 a.m. So 9:30 a.m., 5.5 hours earlier, means he was up chanting his rounds at about 4. Hare Krishna.